With Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren. This does feel very odd.
It does on a Monday morning.
Wrong time, wrong day.
All right. What has happened in the last couple of days?
Well, it's the last less than 24 hours, yes. Actually. It was at 1 o'clock yesterday, I think, the Health Minister, Erin Motsoaledi, had called this press conference. So...
He did mention a few specific products that must be recalled.
Okay.
Something about the lines of Poloni and cold meat.
Yeah, he mentioned...
On?
Okay, so he named Enterprise Poloni. This is now the big bad, number one bad boy of this listeriosis saga. Okay. That product has been positively identified by means of what they call whole genome sequencing, which is like a DNA footprint to you and me, okay? So through that process, they've been able to positively identify, link that product back to those kids who fell ill a few weeks ago. Mm. And that particular strain, it's a very unique South African strain of listeriosis. So any product that's found to have that, and obviously now is
the culprit.
Okay, so they named it. And then he also named Enterprise Russians and Frankfurters, as well as Rainbow's Chicken Poloni, right? Although in the case of those three, that final confirmation with the genome sequencing, which says, because they found listeria, but they don't know yet
that it's the strain.
It takes a while to cultivate that result. Okay. So
we are 100% on Enterprise Poloni,
yes,
and less so on Rainbow Chicken Poloni.
Although I think doing what they did, I think they must be pretty sure that
so
it was out of two plants. It was the Enterprise's plants in Polokwane and in Germiston.
Okay.
So, but you might have noticed on social media that there are a lot of very empty shells, because and I suppose we as South African consumers should be grateful, what the retailers have done, a lot of them, is overreacted. So Pick and Pay, quickly, they were the first up. They announced on social media that they'd be removing from their shelves all Enterprise and Rainbow ready-to-eat products, because it's the ready-to-eat products that are the problem.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've seen people saying, what about my bacon?
Yeah.
Please understand, anything that you cook or heat up properly will kill the listeria.
Yes.
So we're not talking about frozen.
Freezer frozen is also going to kill it, but fridge won't. You need to be less than 40
degrees
Celsius.
Yeah, fridge won't, but actually it won't die in the freezer completely. It'll be dormant,
okay,
because there was a big ice cream outbreak in the US.
No. Okay.
So Bluebell, yeah. So
all right. So the clue is
that's
to cook
the sticky part about this listeria.
Okay.
It survives in very cold, damp conditions,
really?
Where other, like Salmonella and E. coli, that won't.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so hard to get rid of in factories and wherever.
Okay.
So Woolworths, so Spa and Checkers as well, stuff all gone. Woolworths said that as an extra precaution, it was removing 33 of its cold meat products. That's a lot. So it's their ham selections, their Viennas, smoked chicken, salami sticks. So that section of the Woolworths stores is also going to be looking very bare this morning.
Sure.
Checkers said it would be removing affected products. But when I visited the store last night, my local store, it looked like they'd also erred on the side of caution, because there was a huge empty fridge section going on there.
So,
now the important thing people must know is those stores are going to, I know specifically Pick and Pay and Checkers have said, even if you don't have a slip, and it should be, the Consumer Commission said you shouldn't, it's a recall, people shouldn't need to have receipts. I don't know if you've got receipts for the last bit of groceries you bought. Even if it's half eaten, whatever, take it out of your fridge. In fact, you should have done that last night, because especially if it's an open pack, it's going to contaminate something else in your fridge. So get it out of your fridge, put it in a packet, put a nice big knot in it, wipe down your fridge with bleach to get rid of it. That's what the health minister said. And then take it back to the store. They will be, when I was in Checkers last night, it was just before 8, no one had done it yet, but they were expecting quite a deluge this morning.
I'm sure. So you'll
get a refund? You should get a refund. I wasn't waiting to hear
from... Even without a slip, eh?
Well, certainly in the case of Checkers and Pick and Pay, I got them to confirm that.
And specifically with the Enterprise Poloni, Enterprise product.
Well, the ones that are named, and in the case of Pick and Pay, all Enterprise and...
Rainbow
ready-to-eat products. Must be ready. I'm not talking about chicken portions or anything like that. These are products that you don't generally heat up or cook before you eat them.
All right.
Okay, where are we going next?
That could be quite costly for them.
It's not going to be costly for the retailers, because this is going to have to be borne. This cost is going to be borne by the manufacturers. But this is just the beginning, Darren, because you can imagine the legal... That's going to happen after this. Let's not forget at least 180 deaths that we know of, and that is going to increase. Yeah.
All right, so the count as it stands right now, 948 confirmed cases, 180 deaths. The world's biggest documented listeriosis outbreak.
The whole world is watching.
And now is that count expected to grow much now that the source has been identified and the product's being recalled?
Unfortunately, yes, because listeria, and this is another awful thing about it, it has an unusually long incubation period. So anything from 3 to 70 days before symptoms become apparent. So even, yeah, it's more than 2 months. So let's talk about those symptoms because people are now sort of feeling a little bit under the weather this morning, thinking, oh, I wonder if it's listeriosis. It's very specific. So it starts off that you feel a bit like flu, not a cold, not man flu, proper flu. So fever, muscle aches, diarrhea. But when it gets into the nervous system, this is where the problem is. Proper, like fully blown listeriosis is a bit like meningitis type symptoms. So severe headache, the sore stiff neck, convulsions, loss of balance, confusion. It's awful. Yeah.
So it looks like Sky had listeria this weekend, but he's recovered just fine.
Listeriosis. Well, that's good for Sky. Well, I have to say Sky would be the least likely to get it.
He's strapping, he's not pregnant.
Yeah, we'll talk a bit later if you like about who is mostly susceptible.
All right, we'll do that. 7:50 with Wendy Nolan, our special edition Consumer Watch covering the listeriosis update. And we're going to have to find out how afraid should we be right now about listeriosis. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast. Wendy, the big question everyone is asking, how afraid should we be about the outbreak, about the announcement? I've heard that preschools are sort of canning hot dog day. they're having hot dog roll day.
Dry bread roll day. Look, their panic is understandable, but it's very important for people to know, as I said just now, that while listeria can survive in a fridge, it is killed by heat. So any food you're going to heat or cook is safe. Don't throw out your bacon. Viennas are fine if you heat them up properly first.
Here's a hard left question. I'm going to go back to my student days here. What if I fry my polony?
Funnily enough, on Twitter someone said last night, shouldn't we be telling the vendors to do that? Because a lot of them survive on selling bologna,
bologna sandwiches.
So, the health minister has said, don't touch it, stay away from not just enterprise bologna, but all bologna for now, because it could have been cross-contaminated in fridges and whatever in supermarkets. So obviously they're erring very much on the side of caution with this. But clearly, all the scientists say, heat destroys it. So if you're giving it a good old fry, apparently it has to get up to 70 degrees Celsius. I don't know how the average person, maybe we should all be getting food thermometers. Certainly if you're a vendor, you should probably do that. But yeah, so heat is the thing. Cold, no. Listeria loves cold, but heat, it does kill it.
Now, given how widely consumed a product like Enterprise Polony is, it's surprising that there haven't been more confirmed cases, isn't it?
It is, actually. That's a good question. The thing is, if you're a healthy person, like Sky over there, and most of us, I would think, in this room, you are at a very low risk of getting it. So you could have actually eaten some polony, that Enterprise polony that was contaminated with listeria, and maybe you got the runs for a day or you felt under par.
Yeah.
But pregnant women and their unborn children, obviously, are 20 times more susceptible than other healthy adults, which is why around 40% of those 180 who have died have been newborns, less than 28 days.
Horrible.
Okay, so also anyone with a compromised immune system, so people who have HIV, those who have cancer, who have had an organ transplant, diabetes, and anyone over 65. So I must just say here that food scientists we had on this show when we first started talking about listeriosis on Consumer Watch on the 11th of Jan, Dr. Lucia Annelich, she called it as to what she thought the culprit was. She said it had to be eaten just because of the spread of this disease across all 9 provinces and the fact that it's rich and poor. We've got 65% state hospitals and 35% private hospitals that these cases were confirmed in. And if you think only about 19% of the population has medical aid, it's a disproportion. It's quite a large.
Yes.
So she said it had to be a range of something that, so the polony is lower LSM, and then you've got Frankfurters and Viennas, which it's right across. So listen to what she said to us on the 11th of Jan.
Deli meats are obviously consumed by a wide variety of people in the population, whether it's a cheaper cut or a more expensive cut. So it certainly could point towards deli meats, but there are likely other products that might also be just as implicated, and it's really difficult at this stage to point a finger in a specific direction, considering we have absolutely no other leads at this stage.
So here's a question, just to cover all the bases. Can animals get it? Dogs and cats?
You just threw that at one of me. At me. A few people asked me that on Twitter as well yesterday. I had a very busy afternoon, evening. And I quickly DM'd a contact of mine who's a world-renowned sort of expert on listeriosis. And he said, yes, dogs... particularly because people feed Viennas and that to their dogs and Polonia, I suppose. She said, yes, dogs can get sick. So do not give these, rather, as I've said, you can take them back, pack opened or not, to the store and
certain
get a
retailers.
Refund. So don't give them to your dogs, please.
All right. So what happens now? Is there going to be justice for the families who have lost loved ones?
Big question. I think definitely yes, given that we now have the science, that whole genome sequencing, to prove causation, to link the food and the people who got sick with where it came from. The CPA makes it an offence for companies to sell a product which causes harm if negligence can be proved, and I think that may well be the case.
Really?
Well, in terms of certainly since this became a thing, became apparent in terms of what the plant did to test for listeriosis, whether they, how thorough that was, because those sort of ready-to-eat products were always going to be high risk. So, yeah, there must be more than one attorney investigating a class action suit on top of what the CPA, what the commission and the ultimate the tribunal will do. And then the sanction is 10% of annual turnover in terms of the CPA. So it's a lot of money. Would you think there are 180 deaths? We're talking serious money.
Yeah.
So the future is not looking too bright for certain polony makers right now.
We're going to be a little bit late for the 8 o'clock news, but I need to ask, are there going to be any positives to come out of this whole story?
Oh, okay. So yes, already the health minister announced yesterday that the environmental health practitioners, EHPs, which are now fall under all the local authorities and they're responsible for testing and checking or whatever, that's now going to fall under national.
Okay.
So they're ready. So I think this country's very fragmented. Under-policed food safety regulation is going to now go up next level.
Okay.
So I think that's very, very good news.
Brilliant.
And also there's huge focus now on detecting and eradicating listeria in all these plants, and it's very, very hard to get rid of. So I think that's going to be ramped up.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there's no way that there isn't going to be a positive out of this for the rest of us.
Well, if you are somebody who should be concerned, if you're concerned about somebody who is pregnant, if you're worried about someone who has a compromised immune system, make sure that they see this story. It's all available on our website, ecr.co.za. Click on Consumer Watch. Thank you.